With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Here are a few relevant ag-related news stories from throughout the state brought to you by the California Farm Bureau Federation. Hopes for a March miracle never came true, with the Sierra Nevada snowpack remaining at about a 60% of average, the same as when the month began. The State Department of Water Resources conducted a manual snow survey on Thursday, with early April typically being the time the snowpack reaches its deepest level. Both state and federal water projects announced last week they would reduce or delay deliveries due to the dry winter and other restrictions. The season started slowly, but California's strawberry production should ultimately be larger than last year's, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In a new report, USDA says California farmers planted more strawberries last fall, which should lead to a bigger harvest this season. The report says American strawberry consumption has more than doubled since the turn of the century, with both domestic and foreign supplies rising to meet the increased demand. To help learn how cereal crops adapt to different climate and weather conditions, a University of California professor and students will evaluate a collection of plant genes dating back nearly a century. UC Riverside says the study will focus on barley, comparing genes from plant collections. The work aims to help researchers understand which genes allowed barley to adapt to weather, as opposed to disease and other pressures. This has been your California Ag Today Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.